This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Influenced, the podcast that will get inside your mind, or at least make you think that it has. We've got guests, but a lot of podcasts have guests. My guests think they're here to plug something, but little do they know, from the moment they walk in, I'm playing games with their minds.
How did you do that?
I'm in control.
How?
What?
Get out of my head!
See, I love mind games. I'm a mentalist. What my guests don't know is that they're being influenced the entire time. I mean, even if it is in the podcast title.
Are you ready?
Oh my God.
Watch. I'm just messing with you.
Oh
no,
my
I can't. Can you imagine?
Are you going to explain or?
Oh my God. How?
Feel weirded out?
Very.
We're just getting started, trust me.
You're literally a wizard. This is great. I feel like I'm chatting to Dumbledore.
Because you don't really know what's about to happen.
I have no idea.
How?
Is that his name?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
I'm Joel M, and on this week's episode, I'm joined by Instagram chef and author Max Lamanna. Max is well known for creating simple plant-based recipes, and on this week's episode, I'm going to get him to think of his favourite. And here's the trick. I will attempt to read his mind and guess the exact ingredients. Wish me luck, and for now, guard your minds, and welcome to Influenced.
Max, my friend, welcome to Influenced.
Thank you for having me.
No, it is a real pleasure to have you here. I've got to tell you, I was watching your videos last night when I was in the hotel and I got so hungry that I just ordered a pizza.
that's great. I love that.
Yeah, and I have to tell you as well, before we get started off with the episode, Max is the first person ever to bring me a gift.
Oh.
So, you know, future guests, just know I do appreciate gifts. It's like my love language. So, Max, what have you brought for me today?
Today, I brought some chocolate chip cookies. Mm. So these aren't just average chocolate chip cookies. These have roasted walnuts, hazelnut peanut butter, and a pinch of sea salt. So you have a sweet, you have the salty, you have the crunch.
They should be illegal, bro. I was going to pretend on the episode
to taste
it the first time.
They are in three countries.
Really? So you have a lot to answer for, my friend. They're absolutely beautiful. We sat and just in silence, stunned as we ate these things. You're very, very talented, and not just with the cooking, but also with the videos and everything. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. But before we do, Max, I would like to play a game with you.
Yes.
My favorite game, a game of two truths and a lie. Are you up for the challenge?
I am up for the challenge.
So for the listeners who haven't heard the show before, we do this on every show. We start with a game of two truths and a lie. The game is simple. Max is going to give me three bits of gossip. One of them is going to be a big fat fib. Two of them are going to be true. Although one girl did do two lies and a truth the other day, which did kind of throw me off. So don't do that.
Yeah, I won't do that to you.
Don't do that to me.
Stick to the rules.
You're just on a winning streak already with the cookies. Let's not ruin it. So two truths, one lie. Max, take as long as you need to think of these now and get them locked in your head, because I know that under pressure, it can be an awful lot to do. So do take a little second. I get that in your head. And while you're thinking of those, I should say, just ahead of the game, I think you're probably going to put your lie in the middle. That's what I think you're going to do. So take that or leave that and do whatever you like. And try and throw me off. But Max, are you ready? Do you have something in mind?
I do. Are you ready?
You do. I am ready.
All right.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Have you seen the show Friends?
I have seen the show Friends.
Okay. All right. I just want to make sure. I feel like I'm the only person who hadn't seen Friends until lockdown.
I hadn't seen it until lockdown either. Losers. That's what we are.
You planted a seed in my mind like 2 years ago. Here we are.
I just wanted
you
us
knew
to
I
be
was
going to
say this.
I just wanted
yeah,
us to
there
be
we
friends.
Go.
That's it.
All right. I have a lot in common with Joey Tribbiani from Friends.
Mm.
Not only are we both Italian-Americans and absolutely love food, we both starred in the TV show Days of Our Lives.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Can I just say the most well-rehearsed, amazing truth and a lie we've ever had on the show? That was fantastic so far.
I'm setting the bar really high here.
You really, really... Oh, I don't think we're going to be able to have any more guests on this
show. Yeah, is this the last episode?
I think it pretty much
is. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you.
We'll see you never.
Never.
See you never. Okay, number two. That was a fantastic. I'm going to grill you on these afterwards.
Okay,
but
great.
For now, number two.
Number two. During the pandemic, Miley Cyrus slid into my DMs like a vegan meatball, asking me for a bolognese recipe.
Right off the bat, I believe that. I think that's true. I think that's a big flex, but it would happen to you. But I'll not give my final answer just yet. I thought you were going to say slid into my DMs like a wrecking ball, but you did
like
something better.
Meatball.
Congratulations on that.
I thought these through.
You're creative, man. Okay, number three.
Number three.
Before I get distracted.
Dun, dun. When I first moved to the UK, mm-hmm. I had to watch every show and movie with subtitles just to understand what everyone was saying.
You know what? That feels pretty true. That does feel pretty true. I could understand. Have you ever seen the show Peaky Blinders?
Yes, I have.
Did you struggle with that one?
Yes, I did.
I can imagine you did. Yeah, I can really imagine you did. Okay, those are fantastic bits of business. I'm going to dissect them just a little bit.
Uh-oh.
So you hadn't seen Friends until 2 years ago, but already you just know you have so much in common. So tell me about being in the show, not Friends, as in Days of Life. Because being on Friends, you'd be a lot older.
Yeah, exactly. Days of Our Lives, it's probably one of the oldest running TV shows in America. Mm-hmm. This was, I don't know, how long ago did I go on that show? Maybe 6 or 7 years ago I was on the show. I was only on it for 2 episodes. I played a bad boy. Opposite of who I am. I'm a nice guy.
You got the tattoos.
Yeah, that's just a front.
Well, it's a good front. It's working.
I got these tattoos just for the show.
Did you really?
Yeah, just
that's amazing. So much commitment. Yeah. That's fantastic. Okay, so you played a bad boy for 2 episodes and you had a good experience?
It was very anticlimactic.
Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that.
That's what happens.
That's why you shouldn't chase things. Just enjoy them as they come.
Just enjoy as they come. I like that.
Good life advice. So even if that's nonsense, we got some good, we got some good philosophy out of it after all. Okay, number two is the Miley Cyrus. The Miley Cyrus sliding into the DMs. Like a vegan meatball. So when did this happen over lockdown, you say?
This happened over lockdown during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. It was brought to my attention from one of my followers who said, did you know that Miley Cyrus follows you on Instagram? Mm-hmm. And I stopped. I didn't even reply to that message. Mm-hmm. I went to Miley Cyrus's page on Instagram and saw that it said follow back. And so, like anyone does, or anyone, you know, would, yeah, I did.
Of course.
And then I went to the message, you know, to see maybe I'll say hi or something.
Yeah.
And there was a message in the inbox.
Okay, right. So, this is a tricky one. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Give me the last one, just one last time.
When I moved to the UK.
Yes.
I watched every show and movie with subtitles just to understand what everyone was saying.
I totally believe that's true. Like that's absolutely true because yeah, I could see why that would be a big problem.
Yeah.
That's my final answer on that one is that is true. Is that correct?
That is true. That is correct. Oh,
God bless you. That's got to have been tricky.
Yeah.
It's like learning a whole new language.
Yeah, it was fun. Where are they? You know, pausing. I'm doing the pause motion right now. I'm pausing the TV. Where are they? Where are they going? What does that mean? What's a Scouser? What's that?
Nobody knows.
What is that? You know, just understanding the geography of the UK is...
So what shows were you... Are there any favorite TV shows in the UK?
Yes. I mean, I think the first show I watched, the first two I watched was Gavin and Stacey.
Great show.
Kind of great understanding of the UK.
British culture.
British culture. Love that show. And then the second one was every Friday, Gogglebox.
Gogglebox. A show that I haven't really watched very much, but every time it's on, I enjoy.
Which is great because there's an audience watching a show and they're giving feedback and I'm giving feedback on their, experience of the show. So it's a fun one.
We had some guests on, Tubbsy and Hyder, who do Celebrity Gogglebox, and they educated me into the fact that there's no crew in the room when they film that. They drop the cameras in and then leave.
Yeah.
And that's got to be a fun job. Well, I do. Yeah, I'm glad that one's true, and I can totally see why. Here's my theory, right? And I could not tell you how untrue it is. I think possibly there's something to do with Miley Cyrus, which is true, but I do think that's a lie. And the only reason I think that is it's the only time you looked away from me.
I knew it. I knew you were looking at me.
Did you feel yourself break eye contact?
Yeah.
I think you were almost looking across to see would anybody else notice that you were fibbing. So I did notice that. Is it complete nonsense or is there any truth to that?
You're so right. How did you... There's some truth in there.
Does Miley Cyrus follow you for real or no?
I don't know if she does anymore. She did.
But she did, so
and
I couldn't even...
And she did message me, but she didn't say the line I said.
Oh, see, that was a tricky move from your good self. Fair play to you.
Fuck.
Well, hey, that's still a big flex.
Thanks.
Fair play to you. And I could see why. Listen, if only she had tasted the cookies, she'd DM you every day.
Yeah.
And the first one's true as well. You actually first have one, been on Days of Our Lives?
I have.
Wow. And it was underwhelming?
It was because I went to acting school for 5 or 6 years. Yeah. And within the first few months of moving out to Los Angeles, I booked this show, got a manager, got an agency, booked this show. And I'm like, this is great. Like I spent 5 years not going on any auditions. And all of a sudden I booked the show within a few months.
So good.
I'm like, oh, this is a great feeling. I get on set. They give me the script. I run the lines a few times. Great, cool. They do one rehearsal and they go, okay, next one, we're going to tape this one. What? And they tape it and it's over in 10 seconds.
You're done.
And you're like, that's it? And they're like, we'll see you tomorrow. That I go back tomorrow. Break. Same thing, another 10 seconds. And the rest of my day is over. So you think like you work for this moment and you think it's going to be, you know, a full day of work. I want to work, you know, I've worked hard for this. Mm. And there's 20 seconds of my time and a heartbeat's over.
Well, I mean, going back to what you said and what we talked about earlier, that's why it is very important to just enjoy the process, isn't it?
Yeah,
because it's never what you think it's going to be.
No.
It's not. And I think if you can learn to actually like the work on the way up, then that's fine. Then you can look back and at least not have just had a horrible life, just working for nothing the entire time.
Okay, that was a fairly easy one for me. The lie was the only time Max broke eye contact. He's a really confident guy, so as soon as his body language changed, I was able to spot the lie. Oh, also, do you see how he fell into the trap of putting his lie in the middle? Just like I predicted.
You've worked very, very hard to get to where you are now in terms of your... Well, in terms of, I suppose, personal brand, you have over 1 million followers on Instagram alone. That's huge. When did you start posting?
I started posting 2017, late 2017. Mm.
What do you think it is that separates you from other people in your niche? Because it's not like it's a not crowded space. There's a lot of people trying to do what you do. What makes you different?
I'm cooking. I'm using food, utilizing the whole entire ingredient. A lot of chefs, a lot of cooks won't use the whole ingredient and they're throwing it away. And we live in a throwaway society. And here in the UK, there's roughly 800,000 children, almost 1 million children who are living in poverty, who go to school without a meal or don't receive any meals from schools. And so I think it's just baffling and it boggles my mind that we are, you know, one of the wealthiest countries in the world and we're still throwing food away when there's people on our, you know, in our neighborhoods or in our, you know, in our communities who are struggling to eat. So I wanted to show people how to utilize the whole ingredient, make simple, easy, delicious recipes. And I think that's what like separates me from the average home cook.
Absolutely. And there's that side of it. And then of course, you're being yourself and you do have a very charismatic personality. And that comes across in your videos massively, but you're exactly the same in person as you are in your videos. Maybe you tone it up a little bit just to get attention off the bat or whatever, like we all do on social media, but you're the same person. Do you think that's important just to be yourself?
100% be yourself. Yeah. When I first came to social media, I thought if I'm going to do this, if I'm really, you know, I made a decision, if I'm going to start posting on social media, I need to share something that is going to be worthwhile, that's going to be educational, that's going to be inspiring, and it's going to help people.
Yeah.
And I need to do that through like an authentic point of view. Mm-hmm. I can't just like, how can I fake this? No, yes. I got to be real.
Well, it's clearly worked.
And by doing that, I think people see, oh, wow, he's open. He's honest. He's being truthful in this moment. You know, if I flub on a line or if I, you know, forget an ingredient or say something improper, like, Worcestershire.
Oh, that's a hard one, bro. Give yourself a break on that one. That's, that is tough. Okay. I don't know. Worcester. Sauce.
It's sauce.
It's like a sauce.
It's brown. No, it's not even brown sauce. That's something completely else.
That's a completely different thing. Do they have that in the States?
I've never heard it as called brown sauce. So I don't know. I don't even know my own country.
And we call ketchup just red sauce.
You just like colors.
Red, yeah.
Yellow sauce, mustard.
We just make it real, real simple for ourselves. Yeah, well, you can feel your excitement and your passion for what you're doing through the videos. And that's, I think, why you've done so well in terms of social, because I'm sure there's people who are amazing cooks and are possibly as talented, but maybe don't get the same recognition or have the same following because they can't translate that or they can't put that into the means of making a video. So it's fair play, man. It's impressive stuff.
Thank you.
And you clearly love it. Do you enjoy making the videos as much as you enjoy the cooking?
Ooh, I do enjoy making the videos. I struggle. And maybe you have the same experience as well with creating content. What's going to be like, what's going to be fun and exciting for the person to watch it? Even if the person who's coming back for the 1,000th time or if they're the person coming to the first time, how can I make this exciting and amazing for them?
Yes.
So I do like creating the content, but I also love cooking the recipe as well because there's a reward at the end.
Well, do you get many people sending you their attempts at making your stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be fun.
It's fun seeing. I mean, do people attempt to make your magic tricks?
They do.
Really?
They do.
Oh, wow.
And sometimes they do it better than I did it, which is great. Sometimes you some questionable attempts as well.
We do
get it. I mean, it's a bit different. I do think I'm not making videos with the intent of people actually going out and trying it, though it's very different. It's absolutely different. Whereas, you know, that's really the purpose for you.
Sorry, this isn't a welcome to my podcast moment. I'm interviewing you now,
Joel.
Should
we just change the show? You'd be a good podcast interviewer. It would work.
I've been influenced by Joel.
Yeah, that's my plan. Switching my plan is to replace myself with Max, and then I don't have to do
it.
You
did say this was the last episode.
It's the last episode that I'm doing. That's absolutely right. Yeah. But there is something very cool about that. And influencing them in a nice way. In a nice way, not an evil way like I'm doing with you. I made you bring the cookies, is what I'm saying. That was my master plan.
I was just in the kitchen going, moving around. My body was just reaching in the cupboard and putting things together. I'm what's happening?
Let's say, right, after the show, if I wasn't going back on an airplane to Belfast, and you were going to say, Joe, I'm going to come around and cook you dinner.
Joel, would you make you want to come around and have dinner?
So glad you asked, bro. I'm really, really hungry. What have you got for me? What would your go-to?
Ooh.
Like, to impress.
To impress?
To impress.
I know you're looking at me and you're like you're watching my face.
Well, I'm trying to preempt for something I'm going to try at the end of the show, but yeah.
So what I would make is a homemade pasta. Being an Italian American, grew up having homemade pasta every weekend. Because I'm plant-based, I replace egg with chickpea water, which is aquafaba. Okay. And I use the aquafaba to make a fresh pasta dough. Mm-hmm. And I'd make some sort of like ravioli. So stuff it with some nice veg, maybe some mushrooms, and maybe do like a brown butter, crispy sage sauce.
Beautiful.
You know, keep it simple but delicious.
I could be very easily tempted to come around for dinner.
Another time.
Another time for sure, absolutely. I find it really, really interesting because I should be careful. I was going to say I can't cook. I could. I don't cook often. I don't because I use the excuse of having no time, but you could probably rip that excuse away from me and show me things that are quite quick to make, really. Like, I just do those ready-made meals in microwavable packs and I just eat that. Makes it easy to track what I'm eating, but it's probably not great. And it's really expensive as well. You think that, I mean, I used to use the excuse of, oh, I live alone, so I end up just ingredients go off and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then I throw a lot of food out, which is exactly the problem you try to solve.
Yeah.
So I should probably get that excuse out of my mouth, shouldn't I?
Whatever's accessible and readily available for you, go for it. I'm just trying to show people and help educate people that there's food in your fridge and here are some recipes to use it up. Because at the end of the day, it's money.
Yeah, it absolutely is. People laugh when they come into my apartment. In the fridge, I have
brown sauce.
I don't even. I have like sweetener, a tub of pre-workout, and I think that's it. I don't keep much food in the house. I usually
make something out of that.
I end up having a lot of like dinner meetings, so I eat out an awful lot. Yeah. And I'm a big meat eater as well. Which is what I was going to ask you is not eating meat. What was the reasoning for going plant-based? And how long have you been plant-based?
Yeah, the first time I went vegan was plant-based. I don't identify as vegan because I still will wear the clothes I have are like really old, like 14, 15 years old. I have this belt. Yeah. I still have the same waistline from 15 years ago, which is...
Congrats.
Yeah. Can we just get a round of applause from everyone?
No. You're not eating enough pasta.
I'm not eating enough pasta.
No.
So I still have like leather items, so I don't identify as vegan because that wouldn't be in that category. But the first time I went to that side, to eating plant-based or vegan, was over 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm an athlete at heart. I grew up really sporty and athletic and always mindful of what I was putting into my body. Mm-hmm. I come from a line of men in my family who have heart problems and have health issues. Yeah. And so I knew that, okay, I need to watch what I eat. I want to take care of my body. I want to live long and healthy and happy.
Totally.
So I tried it for a little bit. That was the first time. Fell off.
Uh-huh.
And now I think I've been consistently plant-based for about 5 years now.
Amazing.
I don't miss the taste because I can mimic textures and flavors, and the products that are out there are just getting better and better. I don't eat a lot of like this faux or this fake meat. Mm-hmm. That's out there in the supermarkets. I like trying to using vegetables to mimic textures and flavors.
Well, whatever food you're making that's plant-based tastes better than whatever I would try to make with meat anyway. Amazing stuff, Max. We're going to pick this up in a second. I want to take a little break to thank our sponsors. And then we will come back with a fun little game. Are you excited?
I am excited.
Okay.
What voice do you want me to do? I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks.
Hi, I'm Joe.
Tell them about your podcast, Joe.
Oh, can't we just play some clips?
I wasn't allowed to speak for a year.
A year?
A year.
Mile High Club is just the toilets, surely.
Who is Desmond Tutu?
You want to find it? Search for
The Joe Marler Show. It's about you, the listener, and the jobs you do.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
Okay, we are back, and Max, it is time to play a game of word association. This is a new game. We haven't played a whole lot, so I'm excited to see how we do. But the game is simple. I am going to give you a word.
Yes.
From that, you're going to give me a connecting word. So I'll give you an example. If I said cookie, you could give me the word monster. Hmm. That would make sense. And for a monster, you could say ink, pen, and it would go on and on and on. Does that make sense?
There's no wrong or right answer.
There's no wrong or right answer.
You're going to take me on a journey.
I'm going to take you on an adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, more than just a journey. I already know where I'd like you to end up. Just for the listeners, I've already spoken to a couple of other people in the studio as to where I think he's going to end up. I've shown you in advance. So we're going to see how close we can get.
Okay, word association for me is all about thinking a few steps ahead. And from talking to Max for a while now and subtly observing how he thinks and speaks, I'm going to make a guess on where I think he could end up based on the starting word I give him. Seems a bit complex. Well, have a listen and see if it works.
Your first word is pasta. So you give me a connecting word to pasta. I will say, I think it's only going to take 5 words to land where I think.
Oh, wow.
So this is going to be your first word, pasta. And what's your first word?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti, good. Now, you'll notice that it's actually sometimes hard to break the loop, so you're going to have to get creative and try and find yourself away from pasta or stick with pasta, your call. But that was word number one, is spaghetti. Word number two?
Box.
Box. Like B-O-X?
Like B-O-X.
Okay, not what I thought you were going to do, but that's okay. We could maybe bring it back on track. Box, where are you going to go from there?
I'm just thinking like spaghetti box.
It makes sense. Like, it makes sense. It might just take me 6 words, but that's okay. Box. Okay, that's your second word.
And it needs to relate to the box.
Ideally.
Okay, great.
But you can't try and mess me up on purpose. That makes for a better episode.
Cards.
Cards. Very good. Notice there's a deck of cards on the table. Yes. That's fun. Don't be too easily influenced. Cards. We're back on track. What is the... thank you. What's your fourth word?
Red.
Red. Because, of course, red and black cards. Red. From red, I might need 2 more words, but this is going to be your 5th word. Now, red, take your time. There's absolutely no stress. Take as much time as you need.
Stop sign.
Stop sign. Okay, we're going to give me your final word, and then we'll stop. So from stop sign.
Car.
Car. So let's backtrack what we did just for a second there so you can see the journey we went through. So we started on pasta. You then went to?
Spaghetti.
Which went to box.
Box.
Which went to cards. Which went to red, which then went to
stop sign,
correct? Which then went to
car.
I'm going to show you something crazy. So before the episode started, before you even came in here today, I took a photograph which I actually showed around the studio before we started, just for reference. Mm-hmm. So you'll be able to tell whether I was cheating or not. I'm going to show you this photograph, and you're going to have a look as to what I wrote down. And in fact, just to show you this, it is my most recent photograph. I'm going to give you a timestamp on this. Could you see what time I took that photograph in the timestamp?
10:41.
I wrote something down on a little piece of paper. You might have to zoom a little bit, but could you tell me what one word did I write down the piece of paper?
Which
one word did I write down?
No. It says car.
It says car. Is that the same photograph I showed you beforehand? Thank you.
What?
Do you know what that means?
What does that mean? Do I get a car?
It means you get one of the remaining 2 cookies. That's what you. That's what that means. It means you win the game.
Wow. Nicely done, my friend. My goodness.
Thank you for playing the game of word association.
How does he do it?
I wish you guys could see the body language right now. I'm ever so slightly scared you might throw something at me.
I love this.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Well, listen, there is more mind magic before we finish up, but I want to quickly touch on your new book.
Yes.
Which comes out in March. You can pre-order it now, and it is called
You Can Cook This.
You Can Cook This. What can the listeners expect?
Even
to
you,
find?
Joe.
Even me, a talentless cook. I will find a way. See, I need to have a few recipes, right? Because, listen, it's no good if you bring someone round to the house and you can't cook on one meal, whether it's friends or a date or something. I need, how many meals do I need? 3? Is that too many? Or just 1 to impress?
1 to impress and just keep that on rotation?
So if I was to do something, what would you suggest? like something. Well, let's say it was a date, right? Mm. Bringing a girl around for a date, I'm going to cook him something. Something easy. What could I do?
Well, I'm married, so I don't have to do that much impressing anymore.
I'm not married.
So. Which, this is all very interesting. And maybe you've controlled this whole conversation. Do you know what I'm going
to
say next?
Chat
the
to me.
First thing I made for my wife, my future wife at that point in time, I made her actual cookies.
No way. So it comes full circle.
It all comes full circle.
And did she enjoy the cookies? Well, she must have.
Does this mean that we're going to get married now? Because I brought these. This is the first
time. Well, I am single. Yeah. That was my plan. Yeah. Only because I think, listen, you need to find someone who can cook. I mean, I'd love to find someone who would cook for me.
I love cooking. And, you know, sometimes my wife will say, do you want me to cook? And I'm like, no.
I was going to ask you that. Do you like other people cooking for you?
I love cooking. Mm. It's the one place you'll find me. If I'm ever at a party, I'm in the kitchen.
Interesting.
I feel like that's either the kitchen or the dance floor.
Oh, me too. Yeah. I like the dance floor. Can't dance, but I like the dance floor. Yeah, well, we could do that together. Mm. That's a good time. You can tell you're really passionate about it, and it must be just all you think about all the time.
I'm already thinking about dinner for tomorrow night.
What's happening for dinner for tomorrow night?
My wife is actually cooking.
No, don't do it. Yeah, is she a good cook?
She has her go-tos.
It's so rubbed I think off there's, on her.
It's rubbed off on her. You know, I think she feels a little bit more confident in the kitchen because she's around me. Mm. But I think if you're going to impress anyone, the meal that you're going to cook, you need to enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
Right? It can't be stressful because you're going to taste, you know, that stress and that anxiety in the food. I really think like plants take on, or any kind of dish, the food that you're cooking takes on that behavior. That's why I think sometimes you go to a restaurant and you feel, this is not good.
Mm.
And I think it's the energy from the chef's just like, you know, throwing things around. He's upset. He's thinking about whatever. But I think you definitely need to have a dessert. So maybe it is like chocolate chip cookies. Maybe it's some sort of pudding. I really think, I know it might sound boring to some people, but I think a really good salad. A salad.
I love a salad. I absolutely love it. Eat a lot of salad.
I grew up having these big, bountiful veggie salads as a kid growing up. So I think like having like loads of like ingredients in there, and a salad in America is different. Like basically you're throwing candy in there. You know, there's a lot of sweetness in these salads, but I think like a really delicious hearty salad is key. And I'm always being Italian and American and pasta was always playing in the background. I think pasta is always a good shout because you can make like a sauce from scratch, and it could be like a simple tomato sauce or it could be like a meaty bolognese sauce, or, you know, I have recipes that are one pot. So you just literally can throw everything in one pot. Gorgeous. And stir.
And presumably you can find all of this in the book. There's everything you'd ever need in there.
Oh yeah.
I'm going to have to do a bit of studying. That's what I'm going to have to do. Because I can confess, one time with my ex-girlfriend, she came back home from work and I had ordered like pasta in, but I put it into normal bowls just because it came in like a horrible old Tupperware. Mm. She was like, did you cook? And I said, yep. She completely believed it. And it was delicious. So she then expected me to do it again. Like, I couldn't. So I need to actually learn how to do it. Yeah, I lied, guys.
I think, I'm not a, you don't need to, you don't need to apologize to me.
to her, I'm sorry. That's why it didn't work out. I'm a liar.
Well, maybe with these recipes, we'll put you back on track.
I hope so.
When I'm cooking and when I put food together, I'm just thinking about the person at home who's going to read these recipes or watch these recipes. And I want it to be simple and easy for them. And I also, like, you want it to be delicious.
Yeah.
So again, I'm making it simple and easy for everyone to cook at home and do it yourself. And this will hopefully guide people like you back into the kitchen, use the ingredients you have, maybe wow some people along the way.
Phenomenal. Well, I can't wait to read it. And one more time for the listeners, it's on pre-order now, but it comes out in March. And one last time, the book is called
You Can Cook This.
You Can Cook This. Amazing. Well, listen, before we wrap up, because we are getting tight on time now, very sadly. How sad is that?
So sad.
Our time has come. I would like to try one last little mind experiment with you in the theme of food. Oh, quick question before we do. Do you have a favorite food, like a favorite meal?
Ooh. I'm gonna block my face so you don't see anything I'm doing.
I close my eyes.
Yes, I do. I do.
Before you tell me it, right? Mm. I want to try something a bit different, which is I want you to think of a recipe, right? Mm. The recipe you thought of earlier, by the way.
Yes.
Is the little box still beside you?
Yeah, it is.
Good, we'll reference that in a second. Whatever the recipe you decide to think of, I want you to think of some of the ingredients you would maybe put in. And you can take a second to do that in your head now.
Yeah.
I know there's like 135 recipes inside that book. Isn't that right?
That's right.
So, I mean, you could choose one from the book. You could choose one that you've never put out online. You could choose one that is in a video, whatever you like. Or just anything. Really doesn't matter. You could choose takeaway pizza if you like. It doesn't matter to me. Have you got something?
I do.
Okay. And that's a free choice.
Oh, yeah. Could have thought of anything. Yeah, of course. You didn't. You're not controlling my mind at the moment,
not
right?
Not yet. No, okay. Sadly not.
Yeah.
Is this the reason I didn't want you to tell me your favorite food now? Is have you gone for your favorite food or favorite recipe or no?
I've gone with a favorite recipe.
A favorite recipe.
And on top of that, it's a fan favorite.
Ooh, okay.
So I have posted it on social media.
You have.
And people like this recipe.
Okay, bingo. He just said it was a fan favorite. This is all the information I need. All I need to do now is to make some sensible guesses and eventually get to the final recipe by watching out for body language and doing my usual cold reading. I obviously watched through a load of his videos before the interview as research, so with my memory methods, I think I'll be able to guess this correctly. Let's see how I get on.
How many videos have you posted now that you've posted? Ooh. A lot, I'd imagine.
I think I have over 300 recipe videos.
Ooh, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of recipes to go through. Really,
it's a lot of food eating a lot of food.
I could just like very quickly pretend to need the bathroom, go watch all your videos, find a fan favorite, and then make it easier. But I'm not going to do that.
We'll be right back after the short commercial.
Yeah, exactly so. Okay, I'm going to try and figure this out. And please forgive me because I don't necessarily know the names of recipes.
Oh, yeah.
But I will try and figure out some of the ingredients and then maybe you can help me turn that into a dish. Does that make sense?
Yeah, cool.
Okay, so what I need to do, if you can just relax for a second, relax, and we'll get into our Zen state. I'm going to ask you some questions. Mm. It's going to look like I'm reading your mind, hopefully, but it is just guessing.
Great.
And please remember that because some people do freak out. So look at me for a little second. Okay, can you imagine right now for me that I just put a plate down in front of you, put a plate down in front of you and just picture some of the ingredients, not the meal finish, but some of the ingredients separately sitting on the plate. Could you do that for me?
Yes.
Could you just pick up with your right hand, just pick up one of the ingredients? Okay, so getting an idea. Oh, so it wasn't an onion, was it?
Yeah, it's an onion.
It's an onion, very good. And again, bearing in mind, you could have picked anything up at all. Could you just do it with your left hand, just pick something else up for me? You've pinched something there rather than picking it up. I don't think it's a seasoning or something, because then you would have... Unless you've picked up like a bottle of seasoning, I think you've picked up something solid. I'm not sure what that is. You can pop it down. Unless it's like, now bearing in mind as well, you're plant-based, so it's not like chicken or something like that. But oh, although you gave me a little smirk on that, so maybe...
Oh my goodness.
Which doesn't make... Oh, so it could have been like a substitute.
Sorry,
so like tofu or something like that possibly.
Oh my goodness, yes.
This is all just in your
head.
Can
I just say, I'll just say yes. Let's just go for this journey.
This is going to be tricky. Okay, think of some of the more ingredients. Okay, now you can either lie or tell me the truth here. So you can try and throw me off. Just tell me one of the ingredients in the meal and I'll tell you if I think you're being honest or not.
Tomato paste.
It's too quick. That would be in the meal, right?
Yeah, that would be in the meal.
That would be in the meal. Yeah. Give me another one.
Coconut milk.
I think that's in the meal as well. I think you're being honest. Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to lie to you?
Oh, well, you can do whatever you like. So it has to... Oh, so it'll be... Okay, hold that thought for a second, because I did, as I say, you've made this a little bit easier. I'm going to just...
Did you write this down on your phone somewhere?
No, I did not, but I do think, just based on...
People, Joel's the real deal.
You said it was a fan favorite, so if you give me
this
one...
This is incredible.
If you give me one
goodness.
Second...
Oh my goodness.
When was the last time you made this?
I'm not telling you.
I'm going to have to scroll for a while.
Maybe.
I think I know what it is.
Oh, God,
I'm going through your Instagram.
God.
Okay, I have a video. Oh, no, I'm going to change it. It's not that.
Oh, wow.
It's not that. I'm going to change it.
Everyone in the room eyes are just bugging out of their heads.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
What was the meal that you thought of?
The one that I wrote down.
Bearing in mind, watch me very carefully because I have one of your Instagram videos up on my phone right now. I think you've made something you posted on Instagram. What did you make?
Tofu butter chicken.
Okay, I'm just going to show you the video and I'm going to play it.
Butter chicken.
Oh my goodness.
Olive oil, cornstarch.
That was it.
We smashed it. You are an absolute legend, Max. Thank you so much. Man, you bring me cookies, you teach me how to cook, you congratulate me. We can just keep you as a co-host. I think we should. We can petition
that.
For that. You're too busy.
Man.
Too busy.
I'll be in the corner just cooking.
Hey,
you're just like, hey, I need some.
You're too expensive,
mate. Food.
You're too expensive. He's too good. Guys, make sure you check out Max's new book. It is on pre-order now. I'm going to make sure I absolutely pre-order it and then get to work. And I'm going to send you my video attempts of me trying desperately to cook. But Max, thank you so much for coming on the show. Where's the best place that people can find you?
Find me on social media.
Yeah.
TikTok, Instagram, all of them.
Just search your name.
Search my name.
And that's it.
Max.
Just
Lamana.
Yeah, I was about to say, if they just search Max.
Yeah, just Max.
That would be a big flex.
You know what?
You probably do come up top.
It does sometimes come up. It's at the top. There's only
I'd
like,
imagine you absolutely do.
Yeah, which is a big flex when someone asks me out and about, like, what's your Instagram? Max? And they're like typing, and I was like, yeah, right there.
Do you know, I used to say, I was like, yeah, if you just search Joel, like, I'll come up at the top. And then the one time I said that to a girl I was trying to flirt, it just didn't come up. And I was like, no, it just looked like a prick. So anyway, listen, Max, thank you so much for coming on the show. Hope you had a good time. We are now going to eat the final two cookies. And for my listeners, remember to always guard your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening. Good luck. Here's what's coming up on next week's episode.
Literally written probably like 32 songs with them at this point.
Wow.
It's been a lot.
With that many sense, what's the biggest song that you've written with?
Oh my gosh, the biggest song would probably be, I think statistically, probably Shout Out to My Ex.
Tune.
He's nodding. Yeah, it's probably Shout Out to My Ex, just how well that did. It won a Brit Award and went to number one. And yeah, we've had some really amazing success together.
If you want another podcast to listen to, why not try out a compelling new audio drama from Crowd Stories called Eliza. Eliza's a robot, but her story is very human. She exists in a world of dominance, manipulation, and love, all set in a future that's far too close for comfort. It's fiction. Or is it? Just search for Eliza. And remember, be careful of your thoughts, because you never know who might be listening.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.